Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. In our last session, we spoke about the power to turn within, a beautiful power that allows you to find space within yourself, just even for a few moments. Today, our topic is the power to pack up. And once again, we are delighted to have with us here Sister Jayanti, the European Director of the Brahma Kumaris. Om Shanti, Sister Jayanti.
Om Shanti.
You spoke very beautifully about the power to pack up. So here I am, turning myself within, waking up a little bit early in the day to find that space within myself. But I find that just turning within is not enough. Is there another dimension of spiritual power that I need to look for?
You're absolutely right, because sometimes we turn within and many thoughts of the past come rushing through. And so yes, we need to be able to develop more and more spiritual power inside ourselves and use this power in different ways in our life. It's the same power because we're connecting with the one above, the one who's the almighty authority, the one who's the reservoir, the source of all spiritual power. And we're drawing that power within ourselves and we're using it in different ways according to the situation and the need. And I also have to say that spiritual power is totally my own inner power over my own mind and personality and habits and patterns of behavior. It's not a situation of control over others or force over others or coercion, because power has always been abused in that external way.
Misinterpreted. So this power to turn within is a power whereby I am able to rein my own personality. If it's a peaceless personality, I rein it into a peaceful one. If it's an angry personality, I rein it and control it. It's all about self-control. Actually, I don't need to do anything to control other people with this power.
I can't. The reality is that I can't actually control anyone else.
Yeah.
You want to control your child and you'll find that they become rebellious. You want to control your partner and instead of coming closer, they become more distant. And so control outside actually doesn't work. But this is the power to be able to deal with myself, and not just control, but it's more a question of transformation. So that it's, you know, control will work for a short time, then you remove the brake and it'll explode. But when I've transformed something, or another word is transmutation, when something has transmuted within myself and it's come to its highest state, then it's now a very wonderful experience. And so the power to turn inwards is one aspect of that power, and it's the fundamental one, the foundation one. But then further, when I see, as you said, these thoughts rushing in, then what I need to do is to learn to be able to pack my thoughts so that my mind isn't being flooded, but I'm able to pack the thoughts of yesterday or even what happened an hour ago and be present right here in the moment now.
So this is the power to pack up.
It is.
It's the power to pack up. What image can I bring that if I want to quickly use this power to pack up?
People travel a lot nowadays.
Travel light.
They tell you to travel light, but also just the fact that you're given a limited allowance and you have to decide what it is that's useful. And you've got a whole wardrobe, but you can't take it all with you. And so you have to be selective. And so what is it that's needed now for my journey at this moment? The rest I leave behind. So what I need to travel with, that's what I'll carry with myself. The rest is packed up and put away.
So you take what is needed for that moment, for that hour, for that journey. You spoke something very beautifully in connection with this power to pack up. You spoke about the idea of going upward towards God.